Ralphie Radio Show. Each and every Friday, we recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly and Senior News Editor Jordy Lippe joining me now here on the RRS. Jordy, Pink welcoming in a baby girl to her world this past week, correct?
That's right. She gave birth to a healthy baby girl on June 2nd, and she said that they're absolutely ecstatic, and they've already been seen out walking around with the baby.
She was pregnant for a long time, no?
Doesn't she seem like she had been pregnant for like a year?
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad I'm not the only one here.
I was like, I swear to God, she should have given birth 3 months ago.
Right, exactly.
But I guess, you know, all the waiting paid off. They're very excited, and he's a doting dad and is just gushing about the newborn, and people actually saw him pacing in the hallway just waiting for the baby to come on that day. So it was really cute.
Very nice. Well, I'm glad they have a healthy baby and that, you know, the pregnancy went okay and everything. That's obviously the most important thing.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And they have the two of the coolest parents in Hollywood.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hope the parents stay together now, though.
Yes.
Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So when I was last Sunday on the red carpet of the MTV Movie Awards, I saw Paul McDonald and Nikki Reed, and Nikki Reed was showing off her bling. Of course, the Twilight actress, Paul McDonald, the American Idol finalist. They're engaged. They just met, last week, right?
It seems like that too, right?
Yeah
they actually met about 3 months ago. That's when they started dating. But I guess she thinks he's the one, and she actually told Life and Style he's the one. So they met in March at the LA premiere of Red Riding Hood, and now they're going to get married. So
yeah, and it's going to be interesting as well with Paul's upcoming schedule. Of course, he'll be on tour with all the idols from July through September. So
right, and she will be on tour, I'm sure, promoting Twilight that's coming out.
3 months, though. I think even by Hollywood standards, that's a short amount of time.
That is, but it does seem to be the trend these days, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. And finally here, wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe, Taylor Swift naming her ideal man in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Matter of fact, she even puts a specific name to that ideal man. Who does she name, Jordy?
Absolutely. Well, we always know that she's dated Joe Jonas, Taylor Lautner, Jake Gyllenhaal, even John Mayer, but
Court Overstreet too, right?
Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm.
Why Bruno Mars?
She told Life and Style that she's always loved him and thinks he's really talented and loves the melodies he comes up with, and she would love to co-write a song with him.
All right, well, just, you know, remember Taylor. Taylor doesn't allow any drugs or alcohol backstage, so hopefully she doesn't allow any into her personal relationships as well. But
Exactly.
All right, well, hey, you can read about these stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior News Editor Jordy Lippe, hey, thank you for the 411. Have a great weekend.
You too.